Hey there. You said you couldn't come over to play today because you had to clean your room, so I was wondering if you would mind if I tried out a new type of scene with you over the phone? Really? Great. I appreciate the trust you have in me. I think it's part of what makes our relationship work so well. Are you ready? Good. This is more of a challenge type scene instead of the normal ones we normally do. It doesn't really have a whole lot of sex involved unless you want it to. Okay? Okay. To start, you'll need a pencil and paper. Your journal I have you keep would be good for this. Okay, you've got it? Good job. You're following directions well already. Now, I want you to write down three things that you like to do that you can reward yourself with after you've finished cleaning your room. If it's something like a video game, give it a solid time or measure of some kind so that you know exactly what your reward is. Yes, you can put sex with me on the list, of course. You know I love to play with you with just my voice. Focus. Three things. You've got them? Perfect. Make sure you've got them written down. Good. Now, I want you to list a basic outline of how you're going to clean your room. You want at least three checkpoints. You're not sure where to start? Don't worry. I'm going to run through some basics that I always do when I clean my room when it's gotten really messy. Get ready to take notes if anything I say applies to you, okay? Good. Now, I always start with taking any dishes into the kitchen. You don't need to wash them this very second. Just get them where the dirty dishes go. Do you have any dishes in your room? Okay, write that down. Next, laundry. I normally put my laundry in its hamper, or even just in a corner, somewhere out of the way. Do you have any dirty laundry? Mm-hmm. Okay, make sure to note that down. Next comes the bed. Any clutter that's on it, just push it to the side somewhere else. If it's been longer than a week since you last changed your sheets and bedding, you should take this opportunity to change it. Okay. Alright, then you're going to make your bed. Alright. Are you ready for the next thing? Okay. Go from one side of your room to the other. Area by area, and either group all of your clutter in one place, or put away your things, item by item, whichever works better for you. You're not sure where to put some of it? That's okay. Just set those things aside, leave them for last in this whole process. Don't forget to write these things down. You're making your to-do list so that you don't have to worry about getting lost and overwhelmed halfway through cleaning. This is your roadmap. Okay. I'll give you a second to write some extra things down. Are you ready? Okay. So, at this point, your dirty laundry is in one place, your bed is made, and the dishes are out. The clutter is handled, and your room is tidy. Do you have any clean laundry waiting to be put away? If you're not sure if it's clean or dirty, put it in the dirty. Done writing that down? Great. Now's the time to make a thoughtful place for anything you didn't already have a place for. Remember, you should be making your space somewhere you can relax and feel good. I want you to be able to be fully submissive, and in order to do that, you have to be fully relaxed. Good. Very good. At this point, if you have any extra things in your bedroom, like a fish tank or anything of that type, you should put on there that it needs to be cleaned. Okay? Good. I don't remember exactly what you had in your room. Usually we're focused on other things. Alright, you ready? Good, okay. Now you should have a pretty good roadmap. After you've gotten everything clean, it's always a good idea to vacuum and wipe things down with a little furniture polish or cleaner. You wouldn't want to get sick. Make sure you get your windowsills and your windows as well. So, how is your to-do list doing? Just remember, one thing at a time. Great. Now you're probably wondering about those rewards, huh? This next part isn't something a lot of people build into their plans, but I find it very helpful. Choose three major milestones on your to-do list. Places you feel you're going to feel like you've done something big. What do I normally do? I usually choose after I've taken the dishes out and taken care of laundry for my first one. After that, it's taking care of clutter, and last, it's when I finish vacuuming and wiping up. Of course you can use the same ones. I don't mind. I think you're ready for the final step. What I want you to do is to assign a reward to each one of those checkpoints. If you have more checkpoints than rewards, think of another reward and assign it. The most important part is to assign the reward you want most to the last checkpoint when you're done. Got that? Good. Now, I'm someone that gets distracted, so I can't stop and enjoy my rewards along the way usually, but you can as long as you promise to keep going. That's why I had you create finite limits to your rewards. It's also nice to have a break sometimes. I don't want you to push yourself too hard, okay? If you don't get it all done at once, that's all right. That's the other reason I had you make checkpoints, is so you have breaks. Don't forget to drink some water and get some food during this also. It's important to take care of yourself. You ready to go? Wonderful. You sound ready and eager to get those rewards. No, don't be embarrassed. It's nice to hear you being enthusiastic. I'm going to get off the phone now, but don't hesitate to call me if you have any issues or if you want for company, okay? Okay. Have a good night. I know you can do it. Bye-bye. This audio was recorded and produced by me, Rory Stillshine. If you like my work, please follow me on Twitter at Rory Stillshine, on Reddit at Rory Stillshine, or support me on Patreon at Rory Stillshine, where you can gain access to exclusive audios and behind-the-scenes content. If you would like a custom commission, please contact me via my social media or at rorystillshine@gmail.com. I am also available for script writing services and welcome the opportunity to make a custom audio just for you. This audio is the property of the artist known as Rory Stillshine. You are hereby not authorized to repost this audio or use it for anything other than recreational use. MP3 files of this audio are available for purchase, specifically for personal use, and are not to be posted or shared without express written permission from the artist known as Rory Stillshine. Thank you.